to the Rosman Experience with your host, Rick Rosman. For the past 32 years, Rick has been a well-known name in the world of finance. He continues to follow his passion for volunteering and working with charitable and nonprofit organizations. His dedication to education and the youth of the Los Angeles area knows no bounds. He loves his work and strives every day to make a difference in the world. We invite you into the Rosman Experience to enjoy Rick and his many guests who will be bringing you their stories of philanthropy and volunteerism and introducing you to the many ways you can become involved in your community. It's time for your host, Rick Rosman.
Hello out there, everyone. This is your host, Rick Rosman, on the Rosman Experience, coming to you on Easy Way Broadcasting. We come to you every Sunday at 4 o'clock, and on those Sundays, we highlight issues dealing with philanthropy and finance, and they're tied together. A little bit about me. I've been in the financial services industry, managing high net worth wealth management for clients for the last 33 years, and over the last several years, my passion, energy, and focus has been on the philanthropy side of giving back to the community. We teamed up with the Easy Way Broadcasting Corporation to bring you some of this stuff, some of these ideas on philanthropy. A lot of weeks we have folks coming in who tell us their story, who are running philanthropic organizations. A lot of times we call and we tell you a little bit about financial advice. But one thing for sure, right now, and as you probably know, our Congress is dealing around with the budget issues and everything else, and nonprofits are on the table, and charitable deductions is one of the issues. And, you know, you might want to check with your tax advisor, but it still seems to be okay to give money to charities one way or the other, and charitable donations are always appreciated. But we'll get into that, and also, too, charitable deductions can help you offset your taxes, too. So you get to give money as well as, more importantly, to help a wonderful cause. A little about me and my spouse, Sheila. We are involved in a number of nonprofits. I'm saying this not to intimidate, not to make one feel guilty. However, if we can do it with the schedules that we have, and I am married. I live in the South Bay, in the L.A. area, for those of you who don't know where that is. And, you know, we do marathons. My wife is a student up at UCLA, just finished up in biology and took the infamous MCAT, and we're waiting for results on the medical school applications. I still am in the wealth management business. At the same time, we managed to find time to serve on many boards, and I'm going to name a few. A.C. Green Youth Foundation. Yes, the legendary Laker, headquartered here in Southern California. He serves primarily the inner-city kids in his basketball camps, youth functions. He has programs in the school system and everything else in order to get the inner-city kids going towards a positive life experience. That's one organization. You can get involved. And every one of these organizations that we mentioned, you can get along. Just contact the Easy Way Broadcasting Corporation. They'll help you get in touch with me, and we can hook you up. We're looking for time, talent, and treasure. Next is the Academy of Business Leadership. That group was founded by Anna Runyon, and we do business plans and financial plans, that type of thing, in the inner city. You should be surprised when we give a program to some inner-city kids at inner-city high schools that they can actually come up with a business plan and start a business. We have judging at some of the major universities. We have MBAs who do the teaching from some of the major universities, and it has really, really made a difference. Next is the Osmua Foundation. The Osmua Foundation is run by Dr. Lillian Osmua and, of course, Nnamdi, who is the cornerback for the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, our focus there is inner-city children education. Second thing is AIDS issues in South Africa as well as Nigeria. And we do a heck of a lot of work. You can go to the website. The Cecil Murray's Institute for Community Engagement out of USC. That's an interesting organization that helps out in social engagement and social justice. We also work with Jefferson High School, Long Beach Miller Children's Cancer Program, Union Rescue Mission. Andy Bales runs the Union Rescue Mission and is a legend. He's always looking for volunteers. Call him up and take a tour. L.A. Children's, especially the Pediatric Cancer Group. ShareFest Community Development. Now, ShareFest does projects all around California because of budget cuts. They will go in and clean up a high school, clean up a grammar school, and now they're involved with some programs with Avalon High School and help to raise test scores dramatically. South Bay Health Clinics, for those that live in the South Bay from Carson, San Pedro, those areas who may not have access to health care are able to come in and get health care without having to pay. So we're involved in these. Now, the latest one that I'm involved in is pretty exciting. A good friend of mine has been on the board for a number of years and then is asking me to get involved with STEPS for Education LA. And that program serves the parochial schools in South Central LA with the idea of giving a scholarship to the children and helping them stay on track to finish all the way through high school, you know, go to either Bourbon Day, Cathedral, those schools, all the way up to college. The success of STEP has been amazing. And finally, I joined the board not too long ago. The chairman of STEP is none other than Roy Brower, who is the president of Sony Distribution. He's the chairman of the board. I just got named president. I haven't been involved that long. I was just named president. We're going to have some great events coming up at some of the local schools. However, again, the challenge is you want to get involved in something like this with STEP. We invite you to take a tour. Go down to the inner city schools. Again, contact us through Easy Way Broadcasting, and we can help set it up. You go down to the school, take a tour, and you too will be just amazed at the progress and how well these young people are doing in an area where it's not expected to achieve. And I'll name a couple of schools. Holy Name of Jesus and Nativity are two of the schools that we really have a lot of kids on scholarship. And you can go down there, and people may ask, oh, it's a religious organization. No, you don't have to be Catholic to be involved. You don't have to be Catholic to go to these schools. It's an inner-city program that helps these kids, because when you look at sometimes the public schools, they don't seem to work. And when you look at the board of STEP, and not only you have Roy, but you have some of the bigger names in the legal and accounting fields throughout Southern California, you can see that these people are really, really involved, including a former Secretary of the Treasury, Rosario. I forget her last name, but anyway, she autographed a dollar bill at the program. So those are some of the programs we get involved in. Now, philanthropically, what can you give? And some people will say, I don't have any money. Okay. If you don't have money, you may have a skill. And many of these charities are looking for people with skills, which is grant writing, okay? Something to do with keeping the back office, keeping the books, helping out in filing, helping out in mailings, helping out in reaching out. Or talent, so you got time, talent, and treasure. You can give time. You can volunteer. AC Green's always looking for volunteers. The CAB Business Leadership is looking for volunteers. We're all looking for volunteers. Again, you can contact through the Easy Way Broadcasting and contact us. Treasure. I know that's the most difficult thing is, oh, boy, do I give money to this charity or that charity? Will it go to where it's supposed to go? Will it get processed correctly? Will my dollars count? I can assure you that then the charities that I just mentioned, your dollar will go a long way, and any amount is more than welcome. Whether you have a little or a lot, every single cent that you give to the nonprofit is greatly appreciated. Sheila and I, we give money to every single one of these programs, and actually it has come back, and they say the giver receives. There's no truer word than that. The more you give, the more you get back, and it comes back in different ways. It's almost biblical. Also, in the financial realm, one of the things that you can do if you are in the position, you can give appreciated assets, whether it's property. You can give appreciated assets, whether it's securities. So you can give stocks, you can give bonds, you can give real estate, you can donate your car. I mean, we hear about the cars for causes and things like that. You can give cars, you can give personal property, A Union Rest Commission's always looking for clothes. They're always looking for jackets. It's cold out there right now, and they got a shortage of jackets at Skid Row. I'm sure in your closet, like in mine, we're in Southern California, we probably have 100 jackets we never use, and we're using them in the last couple of days, but do we really use them all? They can use them down there on Skid Row. They can use them right now. So it comes up to, here we are in a new year. Everybody should be most likely doing goals, how would they want to accomplish in 2013. 2012 is behind us. 2013 is here. A lot of promise. And will this be the year for you to get involved in something? You may be in a position to help out one way or the other, but will this be in a year that you will make the step to mentor a kid, to help with your nonprofits, to get involved philanthropically, to get involved with your talent? There's room for engineers. There's room for maintenance. There's room for electricians. There's room for plumbers. You can call the Union Rescue Mission. You can call all these organizations, and you know what? They need help in that big building downtown L.A. For the L.A. Children's and Miller Children's, which are the cancer programs, they have quarterly events that you can get involved in, and you can go over there and take a tour. You can call and take a tour of almost every single one of these organizations, and you can see that the money will go to where it's supposed to go. And every dollar in the tax law today, and check with your tax advisor, that's important, but check with your tax advisor, dollars given today are still tax deductible. They're still tax deductible. The charitable dollars are still tax deductible. And there's many other ways besides giving cash, giving securities, giving property. There's charitable remainder trust and all that, which is a lot more involved and a lot more complicated. And again, you can contact us through Easy Way, and we can go through that, how you and your financial advisor can work out some sort of a strategy to work in any or all of these programs. Again, we're most excited. Just get involved, as I said, with the STEPS program. They named me president. It's an honor and a challenge and a responsibility that I take very, very seriously. And I urge each and every one of you that if you're so inclined, you too get out of the comfort zone. You too take the leap. STEPS is like a leap. You take a step. You're taking a step to help someone. This is STEPS for Education LA. I'm sure that you have something like that if you're out of town, you're not in the LA area, you have something very similar in any of the communities that you may live in, and just take a step and get involved. So I think they use that as a name for it. Take a step for yourself and a step for the human condition. Every single thing that you do for someone else comes back in blessings that you will never, ever imagine. And this is really kind of interesting. You will feel good. The endorphins in your own system will go absolutely ballistic every single time you do something for someone else. When you do something for someone else without any expectation, you feel very, very good yourself. And that feeling is something that I can't explain until you're involved in it. Those of you who are listening to the program, who are involved in charity, all involved in philanthropy, you know exactly what I mean. So sort of paraphrasing, before I bring on Eric Zulli, who is the producer of this show, and he's going to go through some of the things we're doing. Number one, it is still tax deductible to give any charitable deduction. Number two, charity does not have to necessarily be cash. If you're fortunate enough, it can be securities, it can be property, it can be cars, boats, anything can be deducted. Number three, look in your closet. I urge you all to look in your closet. For instance, the Osmua Foundation, which we help out people in Nigeria. We ship clothes to Nigeria to the mission that we serve. Do you realize that we ship containers worth of clothes? They have nothing. My wife came back from the medical brigade in Honduras on a volunteer trip, and here's giving you an idea. I said, Sheila, where's your stuff? I mean, she left with a suitcase. I go, where's your stuff? And she looked at me, and she goes, Rick, they had nothing. They had nothing. We have so much in this country, so it's almost incumbent upon us to share what we have and our blessings. Number four, get involved. Make the commitment get on the phone, do a tour of one of these places, reach out to your local nonprofit in the neighborhood that you're in, and make the step and get involved. You will feel very, very, very good for doing it. So with all the charities that I mentioned, from AC Green, Academy Business Leadership, Oz Muga Foundation, Cecil Murray Center for Community Engagement, Jefferson High School, Long Beach Miller, Union Rescue Mission, ShareFest, South Bay Health Clinic, list goes on, and my newest adventure, which is an adventure, and I'll bring in Eric right after this, Comfort Zone. The Comfort Zone can be likened to a sarcophagus, is that we were meant like an ocean-going vessel. Ocean-going vessels, you see them in the harbor and everything is fine. But ocean-going vessels are meant to be out on the high seas, weathering the storms, weathering the tempests, weathering what the world has to throw at them. So too with you and I. We grow when we're out of our comfort zone, and taking a step out of our comfort zone and getting involved in a nonprofit is stepping out of the comfort zone. I can guarantee you that you will feel better for it, you will feel good about it, and you will also excite and enlighten and enhance your own life, and you will also be sort of charismatic in regards that you will influence others. They will watch you. Parents, believe it or not, your children will follow your example. My parents used to take us down to the Union Rescue Mission on Skid Row when we were kids. I still remember it. I'm still involved with the Union Rescue Mission. We follow the path that our parents have set. So I could go on and on and on about the philanthropic ideas. I go on and on and on. There is some financial gain to be had by it, especially on the donations. Check with your tax advisor. That is the most important thing before you give. And if you do give, make sure that you get a receipt, because it's not tax deductible unless you get a receipt. Again, check with your tax advisor. He will tell you that you need to get a receipt from the charity in order to have the deduction. But more importantly, what you're doing with your nonprofit dollars, what you give, what you're giving, will come back to you in many ways that can't even be measured. With that, I'm going to introduce you Eric Zulli, who's the producer of the show, The Easy Way Broadcasting. He has some words on where we're going with this show over the next few months and some of the things that we're involved in. And it's not just about this stuff, but Eric has a full slate of programs that are involved along this area, so I think you'll be excited. So, Eric, if you're on, take it away.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Hey, Rick, I'm really glad to be on your show here, The Rosman Experience. And I got to tell you, man, it really is an experience, and it just makes you feel good to listen to you. I produce your show, and I actually founded Easy Way Broadcasting, 6 celebrity shows, and you know, I guess you could say influential people that give you advice, do shows every week, and we're really glad to have you on, man. And you know, you do so much for so many, and you are so quiet about it. And I'm the guy, guys, I'm the one that's forcing him and dragging him, kicking and screaming to get some recognition for all this wonderful stuff that he's doing. And congratulations on your new venture in becoming the president of Steps Foundation. That's pretty big.
It is big. The responsibility, Eric, as you know, when you get out of the comfort zone, and you look at your plate and somebody comes to you with another opportunity, the first thing you do is want to run and hide and say no. The second thing is then you look deep inside. And when you look deep inside and you look at, okay, what is the tailwind for getting involved? What is the tailwind for saying yes? In the case of STEPS, which is inner city school, inner city kids getting an education and getting scholarships at parochial schools, which gives them a jump start in life. By saying yes, hopefully there'll be, like the starfish, there'll be some children that will benefit because of the because of me and my wife Sheila stepping out and saying, okay, how can we help? We're in 100%, and we'll find a way, we'll find the time, and we'll just do it. Now, Eric, as you know, you're starting Easy Way and starting everything else. Time is all we have as a currency, and we can only divide it up so much. But in this case, it was an honor. And then when I saw who the board members were, and especially when you have the chairman of the board is Roy Ballard from Sony Distribution, I figured the battle's halfway won just by having those kinds of people on the board. It should be an easy program to take to the next level. Seth's been around for about 12 years, and the goal now is to really expand it in the South Central LA and bring in almost every parochial school in South Central and make sure not one kid, our idea is, you know, every kid's going to get an opportunity at a first crack education. Anybody who comes to us, our former president, Ron Crimmins, who was the founder, said, you know, Rick, we never turned down anybody. We found a way. So, folks out there, it's an honor, and at the same time, I hopefully in a year we'll be able to report back, or even less than that, report back that it was a step, as I said, a step out of the comfort zone, step off the edge. We made the step, and our goal and mission is to make sure that that step was successful, because the more successful we are, the more inner-city children will be impacted, and the more inner-city children impacted go on to high school, finish grammar school, finish high school successfully, fully, and when you look at the Bourbon Days and those schools, 90% plus of those kids go on to college, and I know many of them that have finished and are doing wonderful things also because they had the chance. So, Eric, I just did the commercial for Step again, but it's a great opportunity.
You need to get a round of applause, Rick. I'm telling you. Yeah, guys, give him a round of applause. How about louder? Louder, come on. Give him a round of applause. There we go. And I got to tell you, Rick, you know, it's an amazing feeling. It's an amazing experience. And you know, I'll tell you guys how I feel when I know that I'm a part of changing someone's life in any way. I'm a part of connecting a dot that really helps. And, you know, when you actually go to the Union Rescue Mission and you see these people that are homeless that are being rehabilitated, and knowing that you are any part of that and changing a family's life rather than just one, you know, just not just one person but a whole family, you know, and you go to STEPS, and I believe it's Students Through Educational Program, right? Is that what it stands for?
That's exactly it. Yes. Yeah,
and so STEPS, it's not the best town, guys. You're talking about the heart of LA, like the ghetto. It's dangerous, you know. And I know this because I've gone two things around there, and my dad, my father, James Zulli, just went down there with you and hung out with you and that wonderful meeting that you had and the priests and everything at the church and you know, it's just not the best neighborhood. But yet you still go down there almost once a week, it seems like, to give, and I got to put this out there, Rick. I know you probably don't want me to, but I'm going to, and you can come beat me up later. You just put a $50,000 check in their hand to help these students, and you know, you didn't need to. One, you're putting yourself in possible harm's way, and two, you're coming out your family's pocket to support these kids you don't even know. Why do you do that? You know, I really want to know, and I hope any of the listeners that are listening, you know, what is the inspiration behind some of these things that you do? And I will be putting some other stories out there, too, because, guys, I've been there. I've watched it. You know, but go ahead, and you know, if you can answer that question, what is it that inspires you to do things like that?
Well, first of all, Eric, I have a very supporting wife, Sheila. I came home from a tour with Father Paul at Holy Name of Jesus Grammar School up in L.A., and I was, having been involved with Academy of Business Leadership, with a lot of other programs in South Central L.A., with AC Green and all that, where we do a lot of work with the inner city, you know, inner city regular schools, and then seeing this sort of a island, if you may, sort of oasis, if you may, of a school where the same kids, the same inner city, are doing incredibly well. They're blossoming. They're doing great things. Yes, they're on scholarship. Yes, the discipline is there. They have dress codes. They have the whole nine yards. Gangs aren't tolerated. They are completely banned. And I saw what they were doing. And I went home and told Sheila. And yeah, Sheila's going to kill me for this one, because doing a commercial for her, she does not like it at all. Sheila said to give him twice as much. I talked her down. I said, Colt, I said, why don't we give him half of that? And so the $50,000 was where we went with. We're negotiating to see where we go with more. it was very simple for us seeing the work that they're doing in the STEP program at Nativity and Holy Name of Jesus Grammar School, that you have to, when you go down there and you see everything else that's going on, whether it's the drug problem, and some of the inner city schools, high schools, everybody means well, but the graduation rate is, 30% or 40%. It's really challenging that when you see these schools, these oases, and that there really isn't any other opening in the inner city other than parochial schools, seeing this and seeing the success, you can't help but pour your heart out and wish you had, 10 times as much to give them. So it was my wife's idea, Eric. It wasn't mine. I was going to just donate a few, and she told me where to go with that. And so you got to have a supportive spouse when you get those kinds of dollars. And it's not just that, but it's the other organizations too. It's been, but we were with Father Paul again yesterday and at Holy Name, and it was just seeing that whole place where you go in and everything is perfect. Everybody's dedicated. Everybody is working to bring these kids up to speed in reading, writing, math. It was communication, that type of thing. It is an oasis. And we also have the segues into some of the parochial high schools, whether it's Loyola, Bourbon Day, something like that. Yesterday when I was with your dad, we heard a story about a kid who came to Nativity who was having major issues. The mom came to us. The kid was 12 years old. We let the child in, and the child is hitting the ball out of the park now. And before that was the saggy pants and all those kind of things, which, it means that your life is going nowhere. Now the child is excelling in school, excelling in athletics, and, we're looking at what's the possibility, because he came to us late, he's 12 years old, that perhaps Loyola or something like that, we'll see how we can open the door to get him into that kind of an environment where he will flourish. So it's a labor, it's a job in progress, Eric, and it's a labor of love. And believe me, there's room for more people like us to participate either on a higher amount or a lower amount. So take it away.
A round of applause for your wonderful wife and yourself for thank you guys, appreciate it. Yeah. So a round of applause, for your wonderful wife and yourself for supporting her and her decisions and everything that you're doing. And I know that you're working with so many situations, and I gotta be careful here because I'm a host, guys. I don't know if that, because this is your show, Rick, and if you don't mind me telling your listeners, a little bit about who I am. I'm a host. I have a show myself on Fridays, and I've been hosting for over 9 years, and I have a tendency of kind of becoming that host and starting to interview people. So this is your show. I'm your guest. but I really want to point out a couple specific things. Like, and I know a lot of people love to listen to success stories, and I know that we were just at the Jefferson Awards, and there's an auction, and you donated up to $10,000. Actually, you started out – somebody else bid on a gentleman that plays the violin, amazingly, I might add, and it was for a great cause, for scholarship programs. And if you guys don't know about the Jefferson Awards, definitely look up the Jefferson Awards, and maybe Rick, you can expel a little bit more upon that. But this guy was amazing, and they bid on him for, I believe it was $5,000 or $4,000 or something like that. And then you waited, and then you came up and you stood up and you said, "This is ridiculous. I can't believe that you're bidding on this guy for five, and you bid on him for $10,000, and you put the $10,000 in, and now you're owed a wonderful symphony concert. You're owed a wonderful performance from this gentleman that plays the violin better than anybody I've ever seen in my life. And I know we have, award ceremonies and things coming up. That was a wonderful experience, and I wanted to share it with your listeners. And what do you think that you're going to be doing? I know I have some suggestions. What do you think you're going to be doing with this violinist that you have? It's one of the most amazing violinists I've ever heard in my life. And if anybody wants to see what we're talking about, you can go to the easyshow.com and look at the Jefferson Awards episodes. And he does do a little piece there, and we also have some footage we'll be putting out on your blog, Rick. And by the way, guys, you can go to Rick Rosman, R-I-C-K-R-O-Z-M-A-N, rickrosman.com. Whenever you listen to Rick Rosman's show, The Rosman Experience, you could also see a lot of awesome stuff. You know, we're also going to be talking about how you met Larry Naymor, the co-founder of E! Entertainment. But going back to my last question, what do you think you'll be doing with this wonderful violinist and that?
Well, the first of all, the Jefferson Awards is probably the grandfather of public service. Sam Beard founded the Jefferson Awards over 40 years ago. He worked with Robert Kennedy, and he worked with Jackie Onassis. And then after Robert Kennedy was killed, Jackie Onassis and Senator Taft came to him and said, "Look, why don't you found an Academy Award for public service? Please, ladies and gentlemen, go look at JeffersonAwards.com. If you and the Jefferson Awards is in almost every community throughout the United States, all the way through." And they're involved everywhere. Well, at this awards function, at this fundraising function up in Simi Valley for the Jeffersons, just to make a long story short, they have a violinist, and the name escapes me. He plays for the United Nations for UNICEF. He's that good. He's on the staff of Jefferson, and he gave a concert, and then he said, "I will do a concert for you," and he normally goes for a lot of money. And they started the bidding, and nobody was bidding. I think he went for $4,000 or $5,000. And I sat there, and probably my anger got in the way and frustration. I said, "How can we let this kid go away or get out of here for $5,000? He's worth $10,000, if not more." And so I got up there, and I challenged anybody to get involved and to bid it up. Well, I got it for $10,000. And I plan to host him at some event, Eric. I haven't even figured that one out yet. He's going to bring a pianist with him. He has a contract with Steinway, so there'll be a Steinway piano delivered wherever we have it. But I think, just listening yesterday to some of the things that we were involved in the steps, that maybe even having him play at the step program, or maybe, Eric, one of the programs that you and I are putting together, we could have him out there. I haven't really given that much thought. The main thing is that the Jefferson Foundation was able to receive $10,000 for the wonderful work that they do. And Sam Beard, who Eric is working with, the founder of the Jeffersons, is he's been doing it forever, folks, and he's getting up there in years. And Sam is clearly a giant in the nonprofit space. So there's one I didn't mention that if you want to get involved, again, goes the Easy Way Broadcasting. Eric works with Sam Beard and the Jefferson Awards in a number of areas. So consequently, it's something that if you want to get involved locally, there's a lot of local programs for the Jefferson Awards. And also, too, if anybody has any ideas about what I should do with this violinist and what kind of a concert I should put on for a nonprofit, we'd be open to suggestions. And but right now I haven't even given a thought, but maybe, Eric, something at one of the programs for STEP might make sense.
Yeah, well, Eric, I really want to put it out there as well that the only reason that I am working with Sam Beard and Roy Brewer and all these wonderful people is you and you being my client and the movements we're making together in a very positive manner. And, if it wasn't for your reference, I would never be working with someone like Sam Beard. But we are developing a award ceremony, which you'll be presenting at, by the way. And actually, Rick, I'm going to go to, again, I'm going to let you say it. You've got to tell the audience we're going to go to a commercial break. But when we get back, I want to talk about how you challenged the voice of American Idol. And it's a wonderful story, but it's okay because I know this guy. I didn't tell you this. I wanted to keep it a secret, but Mark Thomas, I've met him previously. He came up to me. We talked. We can talk about the story, and you came up, and it's not that you challenged him, but you're an auctioneer. It's a really interesting story, guys. It really is, but go ahead and tell them we're going to break for a short commercial break, and we can talk to him about that afterwards.
All right, great. You want to go on now?
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTV Network.
Yes, Rick, we want to go on now because commercials are really good. We love you.
Oh, okay. Look.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows.
What? Look at what?
Well, no, are you going to do the commercial or are we going to talk?
Okay, here we go, guys. We're going to do the commercial. We're just having some fun here.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rossman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
We're back.
All right.
Yep. Just checking the microphone, right. Make sure everything worked. Yep, we're good. Okay, back to you, Rick.
Everything's working. Look, one of the gifts that maybe folks when listening can tell I have an enthusiasm and energy level that is off the charts. It's real. And it's been with me forever. Some people think I'm too hyper, and I've learned to use it as a gift. So consequently, the motor keeps running. When it comes down to doing auctions, this is going to sound bragging. However, I'm probably one of the best. I think I'm one of the best auctioneers out there.
I do
a lot with raising money in auctions, and I've sat in some auctions where I thought that, and Eric sat in some auctions with me, that I just kind of looked down where I didn't think it was presented as well as it could have been, or challenged as well as it could have been, and that's as far as I'm going to go with that, Eric, is that I think that there was a lot of money left on the table. And ladies and gentlemen, on silent auctions, you know, you got to work that. If you have any nonprofits where you do a silent auction, you have to work that too. It's a matter of maximizing dollars for the charity. And the live auction, again, most nonprofits will say, well, we have, you know, Joe or Sally who's been on the board forever, and they always handle our auction. Well, sometimes Joe and Sally aren't really auctioneers, and they don't know how to do it. And then maybe some of the silent auctions or some of the live auctions will bring in a celebrity or something along that line just because they're the host. That's not their thing. They don't have the capability or the fire and brimstone type speech in order to sell charity and sell the auction item. So they leave a lot of dollars on the table. And that's a shame. So, again, anybody out there who may be looking for an auction, I don't charge. I just get a kick out of going and raising money for nonprofits. I do it gratis. So there's a commercial. I'd be more than happy to do a nonprofit auction if anybody has one out there. And be very careful whenever you choose an auctioneer to make sure that it's handled by someone who really knows how to maximize dollars for the nonprofit, because that's what it's all about, and not afraid to raise the prices and ask for money. When you have someone out there who may be a little bit uncomfortable asking for money, it doesn't work. So that's all I'll say about the auction process, Eric.
It's all about the auction. You know, I've never really been to a major high-end auction where they're auctioning off Picassos and things that the first bid is $5,000 to $10,000. I got to be honest, and you gave me my first experience to the Jefferson Awards, which was pretty awesome. Basically, I got to say, like, you know, Mark Thompson, which was the he works, I believe he's the weatherman for Fox, and he's also the voice of American Idol, and yeah, they got him to do the auction, to be the auctioneer. But then when you came on, you had so much more excitement and so much more enthusiasm and energy behind what you do, and I think that's really what makes you a great auctioneer. And so if anybody's listening, this is coming from Easy, the Hollywood It guy. I am congressionally recognized. I have an award named after me by the City and County of Los Angeles, the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, which was given to the co-founder of E! Entertainment, my good friend Larry Namer, and many, many other things you can look at. My voice has credibility behind it. And I'm telling you that Rick is the man when it comes to auctioning off situations and charities and whatnot. You know, he's really good. So if anybody has any events out there that they do need an auctioneer, or so, and not just an auctioneer, public speaker, motivational speaker, host, Rick just has a gift. So just remember, guys, if you're listening, you know, if you need that, make sure that you – and by the way, he kept saying you can contact Easy Way Broadcasting. It's info at, okay. letter E, letter Z, info at easywaybroadcasting.com. And you can follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. And you can follow Rick at RICKROZMAN1, the number one. Same thing with Facebook. Twitter and Facebook is just Rick Rosman 1. You can follow him. And a lot of exciting things. And I know you just got to, you just met my boy Larry Namer, Rick. Tell us about that experience. You were just at his house, of all places. You were at the co-founder of E Entertainment's house with my dad. And I got pictures.
Well, that was an experience. Yeah, we got pictures. That was an experience. The all of a sudden your dad came along and said we're going to go to Larry Namer's house, and
my dad's calling in. Can I bring him in too? He just called in.
Yeah.
Hold on. But you talk.
All
okay. So
all right. Well,
we just
anyway,
brought him
so in. we were done with the step meeting, and Jim Zilley said we're going to go up and go to Larry Namer's house, and you know. We were in China and had spoken to Larry. Well, we were in China. Larry was here because he runs an entertainment firm in China, and we're trying to hook up in Shanghai to maybe have dinner or something. And it didn't. And he said, "Well, Rick, I'll be in the States. Why don't you see me while I'm in the States? Because I'm going back to China. I guess he goes back tomorrow." So Jim after the meeting with Steps, he said, "Why don't we go to Larry's house?" And I said, "Are you kidding me?" And so we get it up we go, and we we go into the compound, and Larry enters the door, and we're talking about everything from philanthropy to politics to his success at E Entertainment and his newest ventures in China and his ventures that he'd had in Russia. What an amazing guy! He's connected to everything, and the fact that he was down to earth and took the time to talk. I could see, there was food on the table that the poor guy hadn't finished his lunch or something, and yet he took time and was gracious, and then we were able to get some pictures and also discuss the fact that he collects antique TVs. He had some antique TVs on his mantle, Philco's from 1950, which was one of the original manufacturers of televisions, and apparently he has a whole slew of them all over the place, and that was interesting. And he's going back to China tomorrow, and he runs what is the name of it, Eric? Is it Menton TV or Menton Entertainment?
Meitan Development Group.
Meitan Development Group in China, which has, I guess right now, there's three shows or four that are running simultaneously and doing very well on Chinese television. And, the path that he had here, he's duplicating the path he was successful here, the path he duplicated in Russia. He's now duplicating in China, which is one of the fastest growing markets in the world, not to mention the fact that he still has interest in a zillion things here. I think the guy has more energy than anybody I've ever met, and it was an honor to meet him. And, yeah, I got pictures to prove it, too. So there you go.
Yeah, you guys can go to Rick Rosman's blog. You'll see the pictures and whatnot. And, by the way, it's not just China. It airs out here. It airs all over. I mean, it's like I think it's like 25 countries or so. It's ridiculous how many different homes that they hit. And I want to go back to Mark Thompson, by the way, too. He did an awesome, awesome job doing his auctioneering. I believe he raised like over $50,000 or $15,000, a lot of money that he did an awesome job. So you guys did a great job on that event. I want to make sure we point that out because Mark Thompson's my boy. I met him a couple of times, and he's amazing. Now, also with Larry, I just wanted to point out that if you guys Google E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Hello Hollywood, there was actually a release that was put out where Greg, which is the guy on Talk Soup on E, and then there's another lady, which the big people, Larry was a big reason and helped cultivate their careers. And then I was shocked when I saw this, but then they said, and now Eric Zulli in China with Hello Hollywood. I don't know what they have in store. And, I just wanted to, you don't mind if I plug myself real quick there, Rick? Sorry. And we got my dad on the line, too. Dad, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I know you were with Rick. I wasn't there. It was Rick. It was you and my dad. You guys had a great time yesterday, and it sounded like after looking at the pictures and the video, it looked like an adventure.
Well, what people have to understand is Rick's not 25 years old. That's what blows your mind. Keeping up with Rick is like going back through basic training. This guy is unbelievable, and he after you get done running 5 miles, which we didn't do, but I know he does. He's ready to go do something else. He's ready to go on a bike jaunt or something. It's just amazing. And I'll tell you, Yeah, the schools and the, I'll tell you, he's inspiring to me. The charitable work, being on a board is one thing. I mean, that's busy enough. But when you're on multiple boards and just doing so much, but I noticed you, a lot of people could be on a board, they could be on this, be on that, then they go home, that's it. With Rick, if you're on the board, something's got to happen. That's what I've seen in a couple of these meetings is if you're on the board, something better be, you know, you better be part of that whole that whole giving way, you know, and that's the way he is. He's amazing. But, yeah, we had a good day yesterday and went to Holy Name of Jesus Church, and, you know, he's really helping out with a lot. He's really making his mark, you know. I mean, it's not just talk with Rick. He's making things happen. I give him a lot of credit for that.
And Jim, to that point, in the nonprofit space can be as political or even more political as a profit based organization. When you have a nonprofit space, you sometimes they die of inertia, they die of inaction, they die of many, many things, where you have people on the board who are just on the board because they said, "Gee, I'm on the board." When we choose, you and I choose to get involved in something, we make it plain and clear that, you know, the board members are going to deliver, that they are going to be accountable, that we're going to have a functioning program with plans, and we don't get there. We don't have board meetings to chit chat about life. It's basically let's get out. Everybody's busy. Let's get the bullet points out. Let's get the planning out. Let's make it happen. And then move on. And for those that are not those that refuse to be accountable, or those who refuse to participate, you know, I've turned down board memberships where I saw that the political inertia was a disaster. It wasn't going anywhere. And there's other boards that I've been on where we sort of came to the conclusion that it was time to have a major change. So you're right, Jim. To
you
that
have,
point,
you have a term for that, don't you, Rick? Isn't there a term you have, like? Pay or go or something like that, you know, put out, or like if you're on the board, it's...
Oh, give or get. That's
give or get. I thought that was good. You know, when you're on the board, Rick's saying is give or get. In other words, it's if you're on the board, you're going to be giving. You're going to be part of this this charitable contribution, or goodbye. That was good.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and there's a number of board members that are always on boards and nonprofits who basically... They feel just that being there and showing up once a month or on a call that's enough. And the ones that are really the most successful are the ones where there's a responsibility to help promote the causes of the organization. And if they can't so give, that they'll find somebody else who can give. That's what it means by give or get. Get money or give money, but one way or another at the end of the year, responsible for a certain amount of funding. And when you have everybody working together, it's amazing what one organization can attain. I'll do a quick commercial. Osmo Foundation, if you go to that website, we are opening simultaneously a school in Nigeria where we're teaching widows, because the AIDS epidemic is so terrible, we're teaching widows life skills, you know, how to do set hair, sewing, that type of thing. And at the same time, we're opening a community center in South Central, right on Western Avenue, right across from Southwest College. We're in the middle of developing that, and both projects are on track. And we're going to have a grand opening in Nigeria. I was talking to the president of that organization, which is Dr. Lillian Osmua. We hopefully, as a board, will all be going to Nigeria for our grand opening of our school in Nigeria. And, you know, there you have no idea the poverty level and how bad it is. But we basically have made a huge, huge investment in time, talent, and huge amounts of money, treasure. And there's an organization where, you know, we have our event coming up in April. Rick Eisen from ESPN will be the host. And last year we had him and some major celebrities at the event, AC Green, those types of folks, and we're going to have them again this year. So I mean, there's always something to do, and it's exciting, and it keeps you out of the comfort zone. And so Jim was with me yesterday, and you know I was involved with our stuff, and then Jim goes, "Let's go meet Larry Namer," and I've got the pictures to prove I was in his house in his living room, and I got a picture to prove it.
I got to ask you, Rick. What's the most celebrity-driven, unique, you know, just surprising event, fundraiser, you know, situation that you've ever gone to? You know, can you mention in detail, like I know you've gone to so many of them, but have you ever gone to any events with, like, really, really big A-list stars?
Oh, yeah, the one of the ones for the Union Rescue Mission was at the, was it the Four Seasons? I can't remember what hotel it was down in. And there was, you know, everybody from Pauly Paquette, I mean, there was so many movie stars running around. It was unbelievable. And, you know, that wasn't what, I didn't organize the event. I just showed up, and all I did was take pictures with the stars, and it was quite taken. It was a lot of fun. So that was Union Rescue Mission. And when he has his programs where there's a lot of dealing with the homeless, many stars show up and serve and work on the serving line. You go up there on a Saturday sometimes, and you'd be surprised who you see. You know, all of a sudden you see, wait a minute, that's so and so, and they're working and distributing to the homeless just like everybody else. So it's really, they recognize the human condition. If you want to go star searching, you probably have more chance of seeing them on the serving line at the Union Rescue Mission than maybe going to a Hollywood nightclub.
That's awesome. How did you meet Bill Clinton? I mean, let alone get a picture with him. I mean, that's a pretty amazing accomplishment.
Well, we're involved with the Redondo Beach Educational Foundation. That's where we give money to make up the difference of tax funding and stuff like that for Redondo Beach City Schools. Bill Clinton's brother, Roger's child, attended one of those schools, and Bill was out to give the commencement for the address. He made an appearance at our organization, and everybody who was involved got to have a picture with him. And actually, it wasn't just a picture. We got to talk to him for a few minutes, and he's quite an engaging personality. He's larger than life and very engaging, looks you right in the eyes, asks who you are and all that kind of stuff. And I can see politically why he's been as successful as he has. It's, I mean, he makes you feel very, very comfortable. And you talk about nonprofits. The Osmond Foundation is very much involved with the Clinton Initiative. You can go to our website. We do work there. And, you know, the guy reaches out across all aspects of America through the Clinton Initiative and the foundation that he runs, and works with a number of nonprofits. And Namdi, who's our chairman of the Osmond Foundation, has been involved and has been to many of the functions run by the Clintons.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Do you ever have any, like, jealousness? Like, you know, any people that are really high up individuals like yourself, but they get kind of jealous or like a little like, wow, I can't believe he just dropped 10 grand. I want to drop 10 grand. I want to follow it. You know, I can't believe he did that. I'm going to beat him. Do you ever get that?
Well,
I wish I did.
It would be like attitude, right, Rick? You meet people at certain levels, you notice a competition type of thing, like, because they, you know, they're all notorious in their own right, you know, the president of this or the head of that,
yeah.
And you know, you kind of run into that, I suppose, a little bit.
Not as much as I wish that I did. The there are those out there that you know, and I think because of my involvement with a number of organizations, people have followed followed Sheila and I and said, okay, if Rick's involved, I'll do it. There's a lot of them do it publicly, and many of them do it privately, where they you know, I get a phone call from the head of the organization and say, you know what, so and so who you brought over just wrote us a check. They don't want any publicity, anything like that, and so they just hand a check and away they go. So there has been some of that. I don't think there's enough of that. And so if I can do it, ladies and gentlemen, believe me, when you talk about writing checks for what I do, it's a significant amount of our earnings. It is not out of the excess. It's out of the regular household budget. If we're able to do it, anybody can. It's just a matter of setting aside and basically trusting the universe that the open hand is never empty, that if you do give, you get back in many different ways, and especially with the connections and
exactly.
The people you meet, it works
right.
out.
I also want to point out that your team, Rick, I and my team is your team, and our team consists of, an agent that's been in the business for over 25 years and a school teacher and 6 college degrees and a gentleman that does technology and does software development for Apple and McAfee VirusScan and PayPal and has been in the business for over 30 years and a lady named Shada that does event producing and tons of philanthropy and also myself who's an award winner and very, very well established in the media world. And, we're behind you 100% in all these efforts, Rick. And so whenever you're involved in somewhere, we're following you, and we are going to be helping raising the awareness in a much more higher level extent, you're just like this cloud of goodness that rains upon these charities, and we want to also help you as much as possible. I mean, what's it like being on the board of 8 charities now, and now you're president of a charity that's involved with Sony and the president of distribution? By the way, you said the president of Sony Distribution. It's president of Sony Pictures, Movies, Film Distribution. That's a lot bigger than just Sony.
Yeah, but it is huge. One of the things that you find out when you work on these things is they all realize the human condition, and they all realize what is necessary to give back. Being involved in all the boards, look, how many people sit at home at night and just watch television? Okay, so you're out meeting people. That's pretty cool. You're out and involved, and you're out of your comfort zone, and you're meeting folks. And guess what? They breathe the same air we do. They think the same thoughts we do. We're all not here forever. They realize that are we going to make a difference in our life? And remember from Man of La Mancha, do you march into hell for a heavenly cause? And this is my quest, that one man made a difference. I ask everybody here who's listening to go to Man of La Mancha, read the poem The Impossible Dream. And, it just becomes a cause that we are here for a reason. We are here to make a difference. And whether it's 7 charities, 8 charities, or 10 charities, and being on the board, as well as being involved in myriads of others, it means that, number one, we're busy. Number two, it becomes a life where all of a sudden you realize that, you realize we're not here alone. How can, and my challenge out there is, how can we have inner city schools graduating less than half of the kids, and they're not functioning? How can we have a society where we have that issue? Exactly. And it's been going on now for generations, and it just seems to go on and on and on, and that's not acceptable. That is absolutely not acceptable. Yeah.
Well, there's just do you find, you're also in the finance, and you keep up to date on so and so. Do you notice a difference there must be a difference in all these institutions, that the contributions may drop off when the economy starts, dipping down a little bit. Where would you say we're at now? I mean, I see the shopping centers are full, the freeways are full, the unemployment rate is actually very low now. So would you consider the economy basically recovered, or do you think it's a sense of false recovery?
Well, one of the things that we're facing is a demographic pig in the python, so to speak. When you had the baby boomers who bid the prices of houses up and everything else up, now the baby boomers are retiring. Well, 10,000 people a day are turning 65. When you have that, you don't get the consumption. You don't get the all of a sudden at 65 where people, John and Mildred are going to say, gee, let's go out and buy a new home and buy a new refrigerator and buy all this new stuff. They're worried about outliving their assets. So, we're in a probably flat mode, slow recovery for a long time. The nonprofits suffered terribly in 08, suffered terribly.
Yeah.
Union Rescue Mission had to lay off people, had pay cuts, that type of thing. That gives you an idea. And they also had more people knocking on their door. Intact families would knock on the door. Andy doesn't turn anybody away. So there's husband, wife with a couple of kids who have nowhere else to go. They're living out of their car, or they don't even have a car. He opens the door for them. That's pretty cool. So, I think it's a slow grind from here. I think the worst is over, but I don't, you know, it, will it be heady days and phenomenal growth going forward? Many, many pundits out there that I pay attention to are of the opinion it's going to be very slow. What we think the worst is over, but we don't think it's going to be, you know, Saturday night in Sioux City, so to speak.
I've heard some economists say that the so-called, you know, rise in the economy has to be taken with a grain of salt because, you know, prices are, they say they're starting to go up and things are looking better, but there's other economists saying, well, you know, I see a false bottom here, and we may be facing another drop, things like that, and everybody's, you know, holding their breath to see what happens with their homes. And
right. Well, we could have a black swan event. That's what happened in 08, but they only happen once every, you know, myriad of years. They don't happen that often.
No.
At the same time, we were, you know, the consumer was heavy in debt. You know, we were borrowing like crazy against our real estate. You know, whether, you know, no matter what, people were using their homes as a piggy bank and say,
sure.
Oh my God, my home went up in value. I'm going to take out X and go to Maui. I'm going to take out Y and go to Spain. Those days are over. Frugality, and more people, I think, are going to go to retirement with having no debt. I think we're going to see a major shift in attitudes, and I think we're seeing it more towards, you got the corporate sector is fine, is liquid. I think you're seeing the individual sector, the personal households are slowly unwinding debt, slowly winding down. You're seeing local and city governments, whether it's around the country, and, you know, California, whether you agree with them or not, and raising the taxes. Brown just said the other day that we may be fiscally okay this year. But, you know, those are – we're seeing some signs that maybe local states and municipalities from, you know, whether Louisiana or all the way across the country are doing better. But, we're the federal government is the issue, and we're going to have, you know, the debt problem, and the we still haven't come to grips completely with the tax and revenue problem. There's going to be a lot of back and forth items that are going to have to be addressed. But meanwhile, we have to remain competitive with our major trading partners, whether it's, you know, it's China, India. You know, they are able to outbid us or outcompete with us in terms of a lot of strategies that we can't compete with unless we get our fiscal house in order. And that debt bomb is going to be out there, unfortunately, for years and years and years. And we have to get a handle on it, no matter what side of the aisle we're on. When you have 40 cents of every dollar spent is borrowed, that cannot
borrowed
go on
money.
Forever.
Yeah,
they can't go on forever.
And, you know, what you're doing, basically, what you're working with, I don't think a lot of people realize that that's the root of the whole issue. You know, when you follow the trail down, it's giving our young people good education, so we have a backbone here, a foundation of intellect, you know, people that can go out and create jobs and everything. And if we let that slip, I remember at one of these meetings, you find that some of these inner city kids that, you know, are poor, don't have anything to work with, when they're given the opportunity, they find out they're really gifted kids. And
yes. They
could probably be some science person that would never have reached that level unless it was one of your steps or whatever foundation. And without that opportunity, they sit there and they might join some gang. I mean, where are they going to go? But through some of these programs, that's kind of like the foundation of the economy growing when you think about it, you know?
You're absolutely right. There's we are literally throwing away so many young people's lives with the lack of opportunity. When you interview or you talk to an inner city kid versus a kid who may live in an affluent area, the mindset and the outlook and the optimism are just completely different than a child who may have been born in an affluent area. The affluent child is automatically expected to go to college. Dropping out of high school is not even a consideration. Where you look at the inner city child and the things that they have to fight just to survive is unbelievable. Whether you have the gangs and where everything else is upside down in terms of ambition and things like that, it's really, and give the opportunity, the same opportunity, these kids will flourish. And that's what STEPS does. These kids flourish in these schools where we provide the educational grants and we give them scholarships. It's amazing how well they do. And so, you know, to your point,
like
Jim,
a lot of people may be listening and thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm just making it. I don't have anything extra to give. Well, in that situation, even if they cut out a little extra, something that they may go buy some movies or whatever, just cut out 10 here, 20 here, and if, you know, thousands of people did that, that would make a difference. Plus, when you said they don't have anything to give their time, if they took some time and volunteered and went down there like we went down with the turkeys, I mean, just you know, working with the kids or sharing their skill with some of these kids.
Exactly.
All that adds up, you know.
It does. And, but anyway, folks, well, we're kind of running out of time here. So I appreciate, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I do have pictures to prove I was in Larry's house, and that was
It was a good visit. You know, Rick, the only thing is, my TV is pretty much, the one I watch is pretty much like the one he had on his mantle as an old piece.
Wow. Well, that's in the picture, folks. Anyway, for sort of wrapping up, and the message out there is, you too, if you choose, and the operative word is choose, you too can make a difference. And you too can get out there and be involved in a nonprofit. You too can get involved in mentoring a child, helping feed the homeless, helping, you know, cook, something like that, even going to an old person's home, a rest home. Some of those old people don't even have visitors. Their children have abandoned them. You go down there and you read to them for an afternoon, and you know what? Their lives perk up. It's a matter of giving back. You know, the Creator or the Christ said, you know, what you did for the least of my brethren, you also did for me. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was sick or in prison, you visited me. And we all said, when did we do that for you, Lord? It's what you did for the least of my brethren, you also did for me. Step out of the comfort zone. Get involved. Information on this, and I hope I got this right, it's info@easywaybroadcasting.com. And it's the Rosman Experience. We're going to be on next Sunday at 4 o'clock. Again, next Sunday we should have a nonprofit, somebody who's really making a difference in the nonprofit space and what they do. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm signing off. I had a great time with you, and please, when it comes down to making a decision, make a decision to make a difference. Get out of the comfort zone. Get off the couch. Don't watch the latest soap opera or the latest you know, I don't want to use the word of one of the TV programs, one of the favorite TV programs out there. Go out there and make a difference in the world, and you will feel better for it. Your life will be enriched, and the true riches of life will be with you and your family. With that, this is Rick Rosman signing off for the Easy Way Broadcasting, the Rick Rosman Experience. Happy New Year. God bless you all. And please make 2013 the best ever. This is Rick Rosman signing off. Take care. Bye-bye.